Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, young man.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing? There ain't nothing up today. Hey, gorgeous morning out there. I can see UCLA and...
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
UCLA.
UCLA. Anyway, how was your evening?
Good. That reminds me of the old Beverly Hillbillies. Jed and Jethro are driving along the coast of California, and Jethro says, out the coast here... About 2,000 miles is the island of Hawaii. And Jed goes, woo-wee, boy, you got powerful eyes.
Woo-wee, boy. When we get home, you need to take a bath in the cement pond.
That's right. Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies. Some of your relatives, right?
Big night tomorrow night for us, football Friday night. And you know what's weird?
What?
Usually we have a game tonight, and they don't have one anywhere around.
No, there aren't. And, I'm rallying and pushing, but nobody will listen to poor old Phil Neal.
No one does today.
But the 6th of September, the Packers play.
Yes.
On a Friday night, we're totally against. But it's going to cut down on the high school football crowds because there are people that are,
I just think it's wrong.
I mean, I hope not. But I'm saying, well, be proactive. Move your game to Thursday night. But nobody's listening to poor old Phil.
No one listens to Phil.
Nope. Nobody does.
Kind of like here.
Kind of like home. Yep.
You just.
What do you do?
You just lose all the way around, don't you?
I do.
Well, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yep.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's a thought. One of Hank's opinions.
Hold on. Let me give you some music here. I think it's coming. Hold on.
Wow, thank you very much. But anyway.
And now, deep thoughts from Hank Bray.
Friday night football is for high school. Saturday is for college. The NFL is on Sundays.
Amen, brother.
I don't mind when the college season is over. You know, then the NFL can play any day they want.
Yep. College games should be played at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
College.
Yep.
No, I like it 1 o'clock.
Well, 1 o'clock, but sometime during the day.
Yeah, without question. I mean, just college is for Saturdays. Friday nights are for high school. And Sundays are for NFL. If you look at this now, Sunday for NFL, they play Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, Saturdays.
Yep.
And now Fridays.
Last year, I think they had a Friday game as well. See, they've found out. Oh, and I know they played on, I think it was New Year's Day last year, too. And it was so lucrative. It's like, whoa, let's do that again. It's because they make a lot of money.
And it's not about, it's all about the money in NFL. Yeah. And another, you want to play the song again?
Oh, I don't know if I can. I don't have that same one. And now, more deep thoughts from Hank Bray.
It really drives me nuts that us middle class people and like areas like we have, made the NFL what it is today. Okay.
Right.
And now you can't even get some of these games. You have to either buy Peacock, you have to buy Paramount. I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's wrong, and I just drives me nuts.
And I've complained for years, for instance, radio makes plans, okay? So we're planning on a Badger game. It's going to be 11 o'clock Sunday, or Saturday, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, Big Ten, it's going to be the national games. They move it to 7 o'clock. It's like, well, we had plans for 11, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, it doesn't matter.
They see their lines of their pocketbook.
They don't make as much money from radio, obviously. Okay. So.
Hey, here's another thought.
I don't know if I have any more music for you. I think we're pretty well done, Hank. Huh?
Well, no music, so.
Oh, wait a minute.
Goodness, that sounds like my singing.
It kind of does.
Sorry, Nancy. No. I did not sing.
No. That was Hank on the violin.
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
So I got this. Let me just say, someone got this new body wash. Okay. And it's a full body wash because I read the I mean, that's personal friends instruction.
TMI. You have this friend that bought this.
It's tea tree oil and is it menthol?
Menthol?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a full body wash.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Don't use it on the full body.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Just don't use it.
All right.
Because when that air hits, I mean, it hits. Don't.
Tips from Hank.
Just don't.
Boy.
Tea tree oil and menthol. Don't use it on the full body.
You lead a rough life. Boy, so I'll tell you.
I tell you what. I was up for a while last night. I mean, trying to dry this
person
up. Yeah. It's very...
Well, that menthol would be...
It's very...
That'd be like putting...
Very charging.
Ah, so remember, I don't think they call it this, or maybe they don't even have it. Remember Red Hot?
When
you were like in baseball, you put Red Hot on your arm, and it was just like, oh man, it could smell you a mile away. And so it's kind of like that probably, because if you showered with that, it was kind of...
But I'm talking after the shower when the air actually hit everywhere. It's
like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
TMI.
I'm just saying.
La, la, la.
Anyway, so... Speaking of Red Hot, we used to have the big, it used to be in a green, it was a huge jug that we'd get, that the coaches would get. And us people, or I saw some people when I was in high school, used to put that in jock straps.
Oh, yes.
And guys'
there
underwear.
It goes.
And it was.
There it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until it happens
until
to you.
Until somebody does it to you.
Yeah, or puts it on your feet.
Right.
Yes. Right. Not cool.
I never tried that, but I'll tell you one thing, and I shouldn't say this because, you know, there could be some young footballers listening, but, you know, they have the mouth guards.
Yeah.
So somebody thought it was a funny practical joke one time. They squirted a little soap on my mouth guard.
Yes.
And so, you know, you run out to the field. I think it was before a game. You know, you run out on the field and your mouth guard's just hanging on your
helmet. Yeah, you don't use it until...
Don't use it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we're doing cals, you know, and I put my mouth guard in and all of a sudden, and bubbles are coming out of my mouth. And I ran over to the side to get some water. And the coach's like, you don't need water yet. I'm like, yes, I do.
Get back in there.
I didn't even swear.
Phil's foaming at the mouth. Get his rabies shot.
I'd like to catch the guy that did that.
Do you know who did it?
No. Statute of limitations, though. It's only been, you know, 45 years. So,
so you still got a couple years, though.
CSI Ithaca.
So for I would start
It's a cold case.
I would start with Brian Alvin.
Well,
I would call it a soap case.
We need to have a trial here on the air. Just bring it out there in the open to see who did it.
You don't think Brian Alvin, Marty Richards, anything?
Well, you know, there's a lot of likely candidates.
Very much
But
so.
You know, you watch these TV shows, and it's the one, it's like, all of a sudden, he did it. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he did it.
Maybe it was June.
Maybe she did it. I don't know.
Maybe it was June.
But somebody did it. Got the last laugh on
right.
me. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's the only way the Bears could actually be scary if they put everybody put soap in their mouth guards.
I was kind of like, remember the old Little Rascals where Alfalfa eats, they put soap in his sandwich and he eats the sandwich and then he takes a drink before he sings and bubbles are coming out of his mouth. That's kind of how I was out there. One, two, and there's bubbles coming out of my mouth.
Hey.
What's up with me?
Well,
anyway, what else is up?
Well, most people twerking simultaneously, Phil.
Ugh.
You and I are getting ready to start this trend right now. You ready?
No. I don't want to have to go to the chiropractor for my back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or the doctor for nauseous.
Yeah, exactly.
In New York City, 406 people twerked at the same time in 2014.
Really? Wow.
That's a lot of twerking.
Huh. Jeepers.
A lot of twerking.
I guess.
I'm going to try it, Phil.
I haven't heard much about that lately. I think that has gone out of style,
hasn't
it?
Thank goodness.
Maybe.
The longest mustache... Not me.
Nope.
Was Ram Singh Kuhan from India holds a record with a mustache measuring over 14 feet.
Wow.
He just got that new record, too. It's just crazy. 14 feet of mustache.
That's crazy. Yeah, he'd be able to. Well, like cats have whiskers, and that's how they supposedly, you know, they can kind of go whether they should be
you
going
see him,
place.
You can see him come around the corner
he
about
could
half
see,
house.
But he could touch both sides of
exactly.
the wall.
Exactly.
He'd know where he was.
It's like, hey. Imagine him refereeing. Hey, don't step on my mustache.
Trip all the kids when you're refereeing.
Tallest Mohawk.
Okay.
Yeah. From Wantabee, and I'm sure I'm just goofing that name up, but it's Wantabee from Japan holds the record for the tallest Mohawk, measuring 3 foot 8.6 inches tall. And again,
yes.
Why?
Why? Why?
Most clothes pegs pegged in the face in 1 minute. This is something that we could do.
What is this?
Clothespins.
Clothespins.
Yeah. Pegged to the face in 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Slavo Saba from Italy. 51 clothespins in a minute. 51 clothespins to his
clip
face.
To your face.
Clip to your face.
Why? Oh, that would it would hurt. Maybe after a while you wouldn't realize it.
Just, yeah, it's you know, like
kind of get used to it.
Here's one that we could try, Phil. Most snails on a face.
Most snails, on a face.
Ken Pfeiffer from USA set the record by having 43 live snails placed on his face for 10 seconds.
Why? And who thinks of that?
Wait,
I'm going to put some snails on my face.
I'll set a world record.
Yeah.
For 10 seconds, I'll have 43 of them.
Wow.
Fastest time to eat a raw onion is a young gentleman from Japan in 29 seconds.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, he is still brushing his teeth. He needs some of my teeth.
That's pretty hard. Onions are hard to chew. You know?
They are.
Gotta crunch them up.
But longest time balancing on a bicycle on the chin. Alicia Furman from the United States balanced a bicycle for 6 minutes and 3 seconds.
6 minutes. Boy, it'd get kind of heavy.
But why?
Well, I don't know. So, a couple of knuckleheads would read about her on the radio, I guess.
Mm. Well, here's one for us, Phil.
Yes.
Most socks worn on 1 foot. Zoe Park managed to wear 162 socks on 1 foot.
Oh, man. I bet it
took a big
shoe.
Talk about going to a chiropractor.
Yeah, yeah. Take a big shoe to
yes, it would.
Get over that. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Anything else? Well. Oh, here's one for us, Phil, that we could also attempt. Most tattoos of the same cartoon character.
Oh.
Yeah. Michael Baxter from Australia has 203 tattoos of Homer Simpson on his body.
Homer Simpson, okay.
Could you imagine? I'm going to try to get 204 tattoos of Phil Neal over me.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great cartoon.
Yeah. It's a great something, young man.
I don't know. I might do... Foghorn Leghorn might be...
I love Foghorn Leghorn.
Yep, so...
I tell you, boy, that boy ain't
right. That boy ain't right.
That boy is not right.
Yeah.
So we should have a hotkey for that one here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hank Gray.
Buddy, have a great day and be kind, my friend.